Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Okay, today's stacked. The show is way too stacked. He's like, there's absolutely no way you're getting through all this, so no time to delay at all. Hey, the grilling experts at Omaha Steaks, they're helping you put sizzle in your September. Stay fired up for fall grilling with 50% off all steaks during the Steaktember sales event at omahasteaks.com. Keyword Bongino, omahasteaks.com, keyword Bongino. Listen, folks, got a loaded show first. One of my best friends in the business, you know him, you love him, Mark Levin, has a new book out today. It's called The Democrat Party Hates America, which is probably the most true and authentic title we've ever heard, fellas, which is actually factually accurate. We know that. As you can see, I got this copy a while ago. These are like the paperback kind of copies they sent out in advance. It was embargoed until today. So check this book out. Chapter 3 and chapter 4, highly recommended, about the euphemisms language game the Democrats play and communists, their use of division tactics like race and other things. Pick this up. It's out today. Amazing book. Mark will be on my radio show later. Today's a road show on the radio. So this WFTL today will be broadcasting from South Florida. This is a road show. I love road shows. I've got a lot to get to. And I have a book signing today in Jensen Beach, Florida today. Tuesday, September 19th, 5 p.m., Treasure Coast Commons, Barnes & Noble. Hope to see you there. All right, big, big show today. The most damning case of media bias I've ever seen in an interview. I promised yesterday I'd cover it. You're not going to want to miss this. And ladies and gentlemen, I am not buying this story, the F-35. I applied the Bongino rule. I've waited. Some information's come in. I don't know what happened, but I have a pretty darn good idea of what didn't happen. Big show today. Today's show brought to you by blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Are there sniffs left? Here's the test. What do you think? You guys think there are sniffs left? We squeezed this bag about 1,000 times. There are still sniffs left, and it still smells like amazing, quality, robust coffee. Get rid of those crap liberal brands that hate you and hate the country. That's my bag. I'm reading my own read. I'm proud to personally endorse Blackout Coffee. You know why? I had a lot of coffee companies try to get on my show, and I tried Blackout. It was pretty simple. The guy loves the country, and the coffee's the best darn coffee ever had. So it wasn't a hard sell. From sourcing the beans to roasting to customer service or shipping, they've got an incredible work ethic, and they're dedicated to promoting conservative principles. They accept no compromise on taste or quality. The coffee is delicious. It is a coffee flavor. It's like a brown water flavor. Do me a favor. Check out blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Ditch those other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. All right, Joseph. Let's go, Daddy-O.
Dan, it's showtime.
Sure it is. Love road shows. I always get a little hyped up, as you saw when I was down up in North Carolina. I'm used to living in New York. Now I live in Florida. So now everything's up. When I was up in North Carolina, it was the craziest show ever. People thought I had 20 cups of coffee. I had about 5. I had a lot, but I was just hyped up. So just first, before we get to this Russell Brand story. Listen, I don't know Russell Brand. I've never met Russell Brand. You know, I'm an equity holder in Rumble. He is on Rumble, the platform, for disclosure there. But this Russell Brand story being banned or demonetized from YouTube for what are at this point allegations. We don't know if they're true. They're allegations of sexual misconduct and some more severe allegations. Listen, I said the same thing about Andrew Cuomo, a liberal Democrat up in New York who was a governor. I'll say about Russell Brand. You know why? Because I have principles and I'm not full of shit. Everyone's entitled to their day in court. From Andrew Cuomo to Andrew Tate. From Russell Brand to Al Franken. Everybody's entitled to their day in court. Keith, throw that up. Is it the BBC thing? Put that one as it. So this BBC, or if you didn't see it, YouTube suspended Russell Brand from advertising income. Why? Because YouTube is a communist platform that believes in investigating people in search of crimes rather than crimes in search of people. We're happy to have Russell Brand on Rumble. I cannot vouch for the validity or not of the allegations. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we have this crazy thing. Have you guys heard of it? It's called the court system. You heard of that?
Yeah.
It's weird, right? You got to go through that and you're like, innocent until proven, guilty or something? I've heard it once or twice. So how about this, YouTube? How about you give the guy a shot to defend himself? And I'll be honest with you. We don't censor free speech. We're a free expression platform. and everybody's entitled to have their ability to speak out. We're not a bunch of commies. I say that because, folks, listen, I'm an equity holder there, but I've been, I think I've been pretty objective on this. I've spoken openly and honestly about even our competitors, who I think some of them done a good public service as well. You're making a huge mistake if you're not putting your content on Rumble and elsewhere. You're making a huge mistake. If you are all in on YouTube, I'm telling you right now, YouTube's not all in on you. I'm just putting that out there. They will screw you at a moment's notice. They suspended me for telling you a factually accurate statement that surgical masks do not prevent COVID. That's how crazy they are. All right, moving on to this. This is, like I say, I got a lot to get to. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview with Donald Trump, I said I would cover it yesterday. I wanted to get into kind of the highs and the lows from the interview first. It is probably the most damning case of media bias I've ever seen. And this is important stuff. You may think this is like, just kind of beating a dead horse at this point, but it's not. Democrats believe this stuff. You have to understand, when Kristen Welker from NBC, who interviewed Donald Trump, goes out and promotes easily, easily discredited left-wing talking points, it's critical because you got to understand that liberals actually believe this stuff. They believe there's been no influence on Merrick Garland. They believe that Joe Biden has not benefited from Hunter Biden. They believe election fraud is a myth. All of these easily discredited, debunked liberal fairy tales, they believe it. It is our job to counter the left-wing narrative, which is almost always bullshit. That is our job. That is what we do. I serve no purpose otherwise, other than to go out there and counter what they're doing. You need the truth. This platform has always been a vehicle for that. This disappointed me so much because, as I said to you yesterday from NBC in her interview with Trump, I know Kristen Welker. Not well. We're not friends. We're not beer buddies. We've never hung out. I just have spent, a decent amount of time around her doing interviews through the years. And I'm really stunned because she purports to be a down-the-middle journalist. Now, she works for NBC, so of course there's going to be a Democrat left-leaning bent. I think we all get that. But I really did expect, I don't know, folks, call me crazy. Maybe I'm too much of an optimist these days, which sounds nuts. I know you think I'm a pessimist, but I'm not. I'm long in the United States. I expected her to at least try to be honest. And the interview with Trump was so embarrassing that, again, regardless of where you stand, DeSantis, Scott, Vivek, Nikki Haley, we should all acknowledge that none of your candidates, our candidates, it's our party, are going to be treated fairly. And this stuff has to be called out. I did this during the Ron DeSantis governorship. I do it now. The DeSantis stuff in Florida was just embarrassingly stupid. It was so ridiculous. Addressed that last week. However, what happened to Trump in this interview, and we addressed his portion of the interview yesterday, so for those of you who missed that, check that out. This is more about the media than that. Molly Hemingway has done an absolutely damning takedown of this. She has this piece up. It's in the newsletter, the show notes today, Bongino.com/newsletter. NBC's Kristen Welker lied repeatedly about Democrats' extreme abortion position. It isn't just that. She lied about everything, ladies and gentlemen. She lied about everything. There's almost nothing she didn't lie about. I'm going to need this screenshot again later, but I want to show you this first, okay? I'm going to put some screenshots up from the piece, but I want to show you this first. Unbelievably, during the interview, and I mean, this is actually hard to believe. She stated this during the interview that, again, there's no evidence of Joe Biden interfering in the investigation or pushing the investigation of Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, folks, how easily provable bullshit that is. You just have to do a modicum of research. Now, you may say that the evidence is not conclusive or beyond a reasonable doubt that Joe Biden pushed the DOJ to prosecute Trump. Okay, fair. That portion of the investigation, yeah, maybe we're not all the way there yet, but there's no evidence. I always say, I know this sounds harsh, but I mean it. Like, aren't you embarrassed? Like, don't you guys have like kids and family members that you want to show some decency to so that they know? Mom and dad and their friends, like, oh, look, they're decent people. This is just a lie. Here, first watch it, and I'll prove to you on the other side. The evidence is right in front of you, even in left-wing alleys. You just had a look, which clearly she didn't. Take a look at it.
You are facing four indictments.
Biden indictments. Excuse me. Biden political indictments. He said to the attorney general.
He said he's had nothing to do with it.
He said to the attorney general, indict him. They put in the New York DA case, which everybody admits isn't even a case.
There's no proof of that, Mr. President.
They're Biden indictments.
There's no proof of that.
Again, Kristen Welker, I cannot express to you in words the disappointment. I mean, just an embarrassing, humiliating. Folks, from this point on, let her just pander to her 25% of the population, liberal lunatics who believe that. Because the woman, after this interview, she should just be mocked all the time. I would place her in the same category now as Joy Reid. I mean, a hysterical conspiracy. Joe's, wow, Joe's like, you hear Joe there? Joe's like, whoa. That's a lot. That's a lot. He's like, you just said a lot right there. I'm not kidding. For her to be on this nationally televised interview, and to say something so ridiculous, there's no proof of that. Notice how she plays the euphemisms word game. Proof, they go back and forth. What does proof mean? Proof means evidence, right? There actually is evidence. Is the evidence proof? It depends on being, subjectively or objectively looking at it. Objectively looking at it, there is evidence. Subjectively looking at it, I'd say there's proof, but I get how liberals would say, well, this isn't proof, but it is evidence. Here, New York Times. Garland faces growing pressure as January 6th investigation widens. Let me read the headline again for Kristen Welker. From the New York Times. You mean the Post, guys? No, the Times. Garland faces growing pressure as January 6th investigation widens. Now, where do you think the pressure is coming from? Well, the New York Times hints at it and says, and while the president has never communicated his frustrations, note how they note directly to Mr. Garland. They don't say indirectly. In other words, it may have gone through back channels. Biden has said privately he wanted Garland to act less like a ponderous judge and more like a prosecutor willing to take decisive action over the events of January 6th. You're right, Kristen. There's no evidence. There's no proof. There's no nothing. See, instead of being an honest journalist and suggesting that even the New York Times has implicated Biden in a pressure campaign, indirectly or directly, it doesn't matter to me. If Biden hints through surrogates and deputies to Garland, I need you to do this. It's no different than him telling Garland directly, is it? What's the difference? If Joe says to Gee, hey, Gee, listen, I'm tired of Dan's drinking his Bongino Report coffee mug during the show. It's interrupting my whole thing. Why don't you tell him? But Joe didn't tell me directly. Did I get the hint from Joe? I got the hint. It doesn't matter if he said it directly. Notice how they do this. This is the games they always play. Now, Kristen Welker also could have looked at this video that's out there publicly for anyone to see. But again, she chose not to because she chose to humiliate herself. Again, if you want to be a Democrat activist, Kristen, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be, but at least I'm honest. You're neither. You're not a journalist nor honest. At least if you said I'm an opinion host and I'm a Democrat Party activist, we'd at least respect that you made the choice. The problem with you, Kristen, is you want to have it both ways. Here's more evidence. Here's Biden saying publicly, hey, we got to get this guy not to run. Here, take a look yourself.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to find. I was on because today we had a roadshow, so we had to do an early rundown call with the team. So I'm on the phone with these guys, and I said to producer Jim, I said, hey, I need you to find that cut where Biden says they're trying to get him not to run again, Trump. It took him all of 15 minutes to find it. I mean, probably less by the time he emailed it to me. I mean, you could have easily found this, NBC. Keep in mind, I was on the call with two people. NBC has a news journalism research crew, probably 50 plus. Folks, these people are lying to you. You know, I got to tell you, man, I'm not patting myself on the back because I'm not the only one doing it, but I'm proud that I can speak openly and honestly about these things, like we did about the Trump interview yesterday and his side of the interview. Honesty matters because I know I'm going to lose some listeners on either side of the aisle when I speak the truth, but I know what in the long game, I'm absolutely positive in the long game that we are going to be a source and a beacon for truth that's going to attract a larger audience because people know, even if they disagree, we're going to tell them what's real. That's not real. That is totally fake, what you just saw. She made that up, and she knows better. Sadly, folks, it didn't stop there. Here's a screenshot from the piece. It was the one before, where she says there's no evidence that Biden personally benefited to this financially from this Biden crime family scheme. Molly Hemingway notes that she interrupted the pre-taped interview to insert a defense of Biden in which she responded to something Trump didn't even say. She claimed there was no evidence Biden personally benefited financially from his family's influence peddling scheme. Kristen, please, you've met me before. You know, just please save your dignity. Save your dignity for the future. I understand that you and your NBC bosses, that, you know, that they've got all of their hosts like caged up and they can't say the truth. But just know in the long game, nobody is going to respect you, okay? The liberals will know you're their hack and that they can just order you around. And conservatives are just going to laugh at you. I mean, again, I'm not here to lecture you. Wait, go back. I'm not done. I'm going to show. No, go back to that Federalist piece. That he didn't personally benefit, there's no evidence? You're going to stick with this over time. Imagine Republicans on the record during Watergate saying there's no evidence whatsoever there was a break-in. You would never be allowed in polite company again. You understand this is going to be you in the future. There's no evidence. Did you miss this text? The Hunter Biden text? I mean, this is out there for anyone to see. Him, Hunter Biden, texting a family member. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, i.e. his dad, Joe Biden. I won't make you give me half your salary. That what is that? Wait, keep that up for a second. That's not evidence for you? You have an NBC news staff. Are you unaware of this? There's no evidence of that? What is that? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? Next one. Of course, it doesn't even end there. I mean, Kristen, welcome. You have to understand, folks, this is not a stupid person, which indicates to me, even worse, that she's lying. That she knows this stuff is out there and is just lying to her audience, a bunch of dopey, impressionable liberals who will now believe, again, that there's no evidence Biden pressured Garland and no evidence of his involvement in the scheme, despite evidence of both being everywhere. Here's a Hunter Biden text with Eric Schwerin. Quote, my dad has been using most lines on this account. Folks, he's talking about bank accounts, which I've, through the gracious offerings of Eric, have paid for the last 11 years. I mean, Kristen, have some dignity. Have some dignity. Again, I know you're not courageous enough to stand up to your liberal bosses who have told you to lie. But my gosh, there are people out there listening to you who believe this stuff. You understand you are nothing but a regime agitprop specialist? Just be honest. Just say you're not a journalist and you're an opinion person defending your political bosses. That's okay. It's okay. But you won't because you don't have the courage. Candidly, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you. Oh, you're like, well, that's it. It wasn't that bad. No. It goes on. Here's Kristen Welker again, ridiculously, absurdly, and falsely claiming that the Democrats support limits on abortion. I want you to watch this video. That there is, I don't know what more evidence she could possibly need, that there are absolutely no, there is no mainstream movement in the Democrat Party at all to support any limits on abortion at all up until 9 months. None. I'll prove it to you because Kristen Welker will never tell you the truth. Check this out.
Radical people on this are really the people, the Democrats, that say after 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, and even after birth, you're allowed to terminate the baby.
Democrats aren't saying that. I just have to. Democrats are not saying that.
Of course
they
do.
That's not true.
I mean, again, really? This is just such a straight up line of bullshit. I don't know how you could possibly buy this. None of you are buying this. Tim Ryan, who once proclaimed himself a pro-life Democrat, voted to legalize nationwide abortion on demand at any point in a pregnancy up until the moment of birth. This is from the Susan B. Anthony Twitter file. And he wants your taxpayer dollars to fund it. This guy once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Do you got that Gavin Newsom one? Here, I want to show you. I just pulled this up before the show. This was just the other day, man. I think this was yesterday. Here's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, asked the question again about limits on abortion. Kristen Welker could look this stuff up. Now, to be fair, this was after the interview. But she knows this is Gavin Newsom's stance. And Gavin Newsom's answer, a total non-answer, because he doesn't support any limits on abortion. It's that simple. Here, take a look.
I just want to be clear because listening very carefully to what you're saying.
Yeah.
You do not believe it is the role of government nationally or state government to have any limits on the books legally.
The state of California has long believed in viability. I've long believed in viability. We went forward with a constitutional amendment that's created some questions as it relates to this. My point is no one wants to see late term abortions. No one's out there promoting that. That's what the Democratic Party's position is. Not what my personal position is. In those rare and extremely rare and personal circumstances, one thing I absolutely believe, Donald Trump shouldn't be making that decision. I sure as hell not should not be making that decision. That's a decision for the mother, the would-be mother, and for her doctor, and for whomever member of her family or priest believes that's the right thing to do. And beyond that, with all due respect, I call BS on this whole debate. It is purely a political canard.
So again, just to be clear, he supports no limits. It's a doctor, woman, priest thing. No limits. Again, just to be clear on that. You notice the word games they all play and they do the dance, the verbal judo. They do the verbal judo thing. Again, Kristen Welker knows that. She's just, of course, lying to you because that's what she does. Here's one more. I know I got to take a break, but here's one more. I want you to watch this video. This is Delegate Tran from Virginia. This is from about a year ago, proposing a bill that would allow a fully formed child to be killed and having to admit to it in the end when questioned about what's in her bill by another Republican delegate. Again, maybe Kristen Welker missed this. Of course she didn't. Take a look.
So how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
I understand
make
that.
That.
I'm
point.
Asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Barbarism. Barbarism. But understand, there are Democrats out there who will believe Kristen Welker, again, that not only the nonsense that Joe Biden didn't influence the investigation, that Joe Biden didn't financially benefit from his crime family operations. But Democrats will also believe that the Democrat Party is the moderate party on abortion, despite supporting abortion up until the woman's actually dilating. We have a name for it. It's called murder, like homicide. Killing a human being. There's a name for that. And yet, oh my gosh, Republicans are so radical trying to protect human life. We're radical? This is what Kristen Welker and the others do. Just be candid. Just be candid. Try it sometime. It is. It is. You're right. It's. He says it's one big giant Republicans pounce. Democrats want to kill fully formed children. Republicans pounce. Radicals. That's not the way any of this goes. I'm not shying away from this position at all. This is our fight. We can't defend human life. The movement's worth nothing. Nothing. People are insane. All right, here's what I got coming up next. This craziness is going to ramp up. You think it stopped with this 14th Amendment stuff? I got that. And please, ladies and gentlemen, don't be a sucker if the FBI comes knocking at your door. I've got a great video by Kyle Serafin showing you exactly what to do. A former FBI agent, now whistleblower. Don't go anywhere. Loaded show. That's why Guy's like, you're not going to get through all this. I'm going to try. I went out on track, are we? To get to Guy's like, you're not even close. iTarget. For years, you've heard me talk about iTarget. If you have one, I'm about to take you to the next level. If not, this new product is something you got to get. You ever seen competitive shooters practice timing drills on the range? Imagine being able to do this at home anytime you want, never spending a dime on ammo. That's what the iTarget Cube does. It's great. I love practicing with this. The iTarget Cube is fully compatible with your existing laser rounds. You can buy the iTarget Cube or upgrade to the 3-pack. That's what I have for a truly unique training experience. Compete with friends, practice clearing drills, or use random mode to test your ability to react, all while the system times every shot you take. Right now, save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code Dan. When you go to itargetpro.com, it's a letter I-T-A-R-G-E-T. iTarget comes in most calibers from 9mm to 223, so you can train with almost any firearm. It's the easiest and most cost-effective way to train. It pays for itself in a single day. That's the letter itargetpro.com, itargetpro.com, offer code Dan. Check it out. Great system. I train with it all the time. Okay, back to the show. If you think this craziness and like the media is going to save you and this next election, they're all going to moderate and die down. As I said to you during yesterday's show, I'm really sorry, but you're out of your mind. There is zero chance of that. The craziness is going to continue. Look at what's happening in California with this Politico piece, the 14th Amendment. They are trying to now get Trump off the ballot. California Dems consider a unique approach to getting Trump off the ballot. Of course, this is about the 14th Amendment. Now, I have said to you a couple of times that, listen, one, this isn't going to stand in court. Second, this would be devastating. Now, for the national election, are we going to lose California? No. But I heard someone say, I think it was on social media, I'm not sure. It wasn't like some ringer account. It was a smaller account. But they said, oh, it's no big deal. Like, we wouldn't win California anyway, even if the 14th Amendment did kick them off the ballot in California. I have the 14th Amendment saying, of course, about participation in an insurrection or rebellion. Trump did neither. It's ridiculous and absurd. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not even the point. The point is, without Trump on the ballot, down ballot, it would be destroyed. So I doubt any of this would happen. The courts would probably throw it out immediately. Having said that, we can't really trust the courts. If Trump was not on the ballot in, say, New York, California, and Illinois, yeah, we're not going to win those electoral college states anyway, so it may not impact Trump's national chances at election. I know that sounds weird. The presidential election, as you know, is not a national election. It's a series of state elections held on the same day for the Electoral College. The national popular vote doesn't matter at all. Makes a nice statement to win it, but it doesn't matter. You have to win 270 electoral votes from each individual state, measured by how many congressmen they have, plus two for the senators. However, if Trump isn't on the ballot, something I didn't see that guy address there, in, say, Illinois, New York, and California, all the people who are going to show up to vote for Trump in New York and Illinois and California will also vote for Congress too. Will probably vote for the Republican congressman. They get him off the ballot. All those down ballot votes go away and they'll wind up losing a bunch of congressional seats. Ladies and gentlemen, they've thought all this through. These guys aren't stupid. Don't ever take them for dumb. Malicious? Yes. Evil? Yes. Immoral? Abso-freaking-lutely. Stupid? Nope. Not a chance. Not a chance. Now, we live in crazy times. I told you the craziness is not going to stop. It is not going to stop. We got to get ready for it. We got to fix it. I am long in the United States. We are going to fix it. It's our country. I'm not giving it up. You want to give it up? This ain't the show for you. Never will be. I am not giving this place up. Why would I forfeit my country to a bunch of lunatics? Our founding fathers fought Nazis, fought imperialists. This country was given to us and lent to us to lend over to the next generation as well. It's our job for our fight too. And our fight is against these straight up communists today. The craziness is going to continue. Some of these nuts have weaponized everywhere from the Department of Justice to federal agencies to the CIA to the FBI. I got a CIA story coming up in a minute. It's going to blow your mind. These institutions have been corrupted. That's no longer in doubt. A former FBI agent has become a close friend of mine, Kyle Serafin. He has his own show, the Kyle Serafin Podcast. He's become a real hero. Guy's a whistleblower. He was an FBI agent. He knows the inside. He knows exactly what's going on in the inside of the FBI. He's done some damning interviews on exactly the corruption. He did this segment yesterday. It's about a minute and 10 seconds of it about what you should do if the FBI knocks on your door. Now, having said that, if the FBI comes to your door with an arrest warrant, a search warrant, it does you no good. You're just going to get arrested on more charges at that point. I'm not telling you you're not entitled to due process. I mean, obviously, I'm a constitutionalist. Please. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying if this is some voluntary interview, my humble opinion with this FBI now and this leadership, I think you're crazy to talk to. I think you are. I think you have no idea what they're there for. They don't have to tell you the truth. You understand that, right? Does everybody get that? Law enforcement is under no obligation whatsoever to tell you the truth. I love law enforcement, biggest advocate for the men and women in blue out there. I'm not an advocate for corruption, however. And the FBI has been corrupted from the top down. Doesn't mean everyone's corrupted, but the top has to go. They've got to go, and any agent who complies with it needs to go too. I would not engage in any voluntary interview with the FBI right now until management changes over there. Don't be a sucker. Here's Kyle telling you exactly what to do. Bookmark it, Geek. Can you make this a clip today? This is super important. Check this out.
This is the real problem with the lack of accountability with your federal agencies. And this is why trust in the federal system has to be absolute, because people have to know that people are doing reputable things and not going after people who are dealing with the FACE Act and not going after people who are protesting abortion in front of a clinic in a peaceful way while praying. That cannot be the way that they engage in this sort of thing. So unfortunately, you can call a sheriff's department, and I encourage you to do so, and just say, hey, there's somebody here. You know, they will try to validate it, and they have different means they may be able to call from the sheriff's department. They may be able to call from the local police and know somebody at the field office and be able to do that. They can give you a name. The only way that you'd really be able to check that, if they gave you a full name and they said, I'm this person, I'm Russell Gooch, and I'm from the Atlanta field office, you can look up the phone number for the Atlanta field office. You could call there and ask if they have a Russell Gooch who is now out there. Would you ring him on his cell phone and patch me through to his cell phone? They actually do have the ability to do that on every FBI switchboard. That may be a technique to use. If they're coming to arrest you, they're going to come and arrest you. It won't matter. But if they're coming to talk to you and you want to validate who they are, and you're going to do it on your personal camera, and then you want to tag me on social media because I want to see that too, by all means. The other answer is this. If they claim to be feds, just don't answer the door. You don't need to talk to these people. There's no upside that guy had or you had, other than you may be able to catch them in something shady. But the downside is that you're going to be talking to federal agents.
Folks, I can't disagree with anything he said. I was a federal agent, GS 1811, 1 month shy of 12 years. It's not like I did it for a cup of coffee. I was a cop and a cadet with the police department for 4 years before that. There is no upside if you are an innocent person. There's no upside if you're a guilty person either, to be candid with you. But there is definitely zero upside whatsoever if you feel like you're being politically targeted and the FBI is at your door to speak with them. I mean, I don't know why anyone would say anything. If there's not an arrest warrant and you're not being detained, I need you to understand something, and I want to walk you through your rights quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, the Miranda warnings that you've heard on TV, you have the right to remain silent. Those are, you know, the right to an attorney. That's real. That's an actual Miranda decision in the Miranda decision. They have to read that to you if two things are in effect. Custody, meaning you're not free to go. You're not free. You are being arrested. And they're going to ask you questions. Okay? If they don't read you your Miranda and you're not in custody and you are not being arrested, then they can't take you or talk to you. You can just walk away. You understand that? You don't have to talk to them even if you are arrested by them. You have no obligation whatsoever to speak at all. At all. I'm just addressing the custody part. If they read to you Miranda, you're probably under arrest. You still don't have to talk. However, you don't even have to stay there if they're not reading you Miranda and telling you you're being detained. I'm not suggesting be rude. I'm not saying going to do you any good either. I mean, just morally. You know, you don't know what they're there for. They could be there on some terrorism investigation. I mean, not every agent. I mean, they still arrest bank robbers and stuff like that. You don't have to, but I'm just telling you, you have no obligation whatsoever to stay there. None. Unless they tell you you're being detained. And you definitely have no obligation to talk, even if you are detained. That advice by Kyle is darn right spot on. Call the local FBI field office. Say you're in Jacksonville, Florida. Put in a search engine, nearest FBI office. Say, agent, whatever your name is, Jones, please give me a second. I've got my hands out here. I'm just going to call the local office. I hope you're okay with that. You know, even if he's not, it doesn't matter. Call the office. I have two agents here. I'd like you to identify them. Their names are, can I see your credentials, please? They're obligated to show them to you. And yes, sir, those two agents are in fact in our office. You'd be crazy not to. He can, please, put this on. This is so important. Put this on the clips today. Please. You don't know why. Why do you know why they're not there? Because look what happened yesterday. Department of Justice. Three defendants, including two 70-year-old women, remanded immediately into custody for protesting abortion. You're going to talk to the FBI? You think justice is fair on a FACE Act violation? So burn a courthouse down in Portland? What happens, fellas? Nothing. You probably get a cash award from the Department of Justice. Attack the White House to the point where Donald Trump has to be evacuated into the bunker during the Antifa Floyd riots? No big deal. Anyone in jail over that? Nah. Protest an abortion clinic, you're 70-year-olds and you're a woman, you're two, find yourself in jail, remanded to custody immediately. I think it was Cernovich who said it right. Stay out of D.C., folks. It is occupied territory. You get arrested anywhere near Washington, D.C., you're going to jail. Not for a crime, you're going to jail for your political beliefs, and you have no way out. You think you're going to get a fair jury, a fair AUSA, assistant United States attorney, fair judge? Good luck with that. Stay the hell out of that place no matter what. Do yourself a huge favor. All right, coming up next, my buddy Shipwreck Crew has a great analysis of what the D.C. Folks and Jack Smith special counsel is doing to Donald Trump. And in a CIA case, it's going to absolutely blow your mind. And it's F-35 case, dude. Do not let me go without talking about this because there was something way, way wrong with this story. And the fact that it's happening when there were multiple reports about Chinese warplanes and ships starting to approach Taiwan. Folks, I've been warning you forever. The shit is about to go down, according to Cypress Hill, and you better get ready. Some of you will get that. I've told you, the warning signs are everywhere. All right, a lot more to get to. Last couple sponsors, and then we'll finish up the show on a high note, maybe a low note, depending on how you take this story. Patriot Mobile, they're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, I mean only. Glenn and the team over there have been unbelievable partners. I choose to partner with them because why are we giving our money to big mobile? These left-wing companies that support all these left-wing lunatics when you don't need to. You've got a great, dependable company with nationwide coverage like Patriot Mobile that gives you the ability, by the way, to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting a company that believes in free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veteran and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team, they make switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Gee, how great's the customer service? He loves it. Who is the guy you speak to on the phone? Milton. See, Milton always gets a shout-out. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Dan. Join today, make the switch. PatriotMobile.com/Dan, PatriotMobile.com/Dan, or call 878-PATRIOT. Last sponsor today, WeThePeopleHolsters.com. Folks, I've been at these book signings. A ton of people have their t-shirts on. These are the best t-shirts out there. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. They also have the best holsters out there. You carry concealed, you know how uncomfortable it gets with the wrong gear. A lot of gun owners try to find the perfect holster to keep their guns at their sides without realizing the cheap department store belt. That's the problem. Not just a holster. Gun belts from We the People Holsters are designed to eliminate your discomfort and keep you and your weapons safe at all times. Each one of their tactical gun belts are made to be comfortable, well-fitting, secure, and easy to access. Choose from their tactical gun belt with the proprietary Talon buckle, buckles from Falcon Belt, Raven, Slimline Belt, or their Independence gun belt made from premium full-grain leather. Go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan and get 25% off your gun belt with the promo code Dan25. While you're there, pick up one of their awesome patriotic t-shirts. I have a closet full of them. They're amazing. That's WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. Promo code Dan25. That's Dan25. Thanks to all the people I saw at the book signings with those amazing shirts on. You see me wearing them on the show all the time. Patriotic shirts are the best. So, there's a good account on Twitter You know, he'll get into it legally with people, and I'm cool with that. I go on Twitter, get into it with people all the time, but I respect him even when I disagree with his opinion, like I do a lot of legal minds out there. He has this memo to Jack Smith. So Jack Smith, I don't know if you saw this. Again, folks, if you sense there's a theme to this segment, that's because there is. I put these together for a reason. Your Department of Justice, FBI, and intelligence community have been entirely weaponized against you. I have no problem weaponizing the FBI against terrorists and criminals. That's what they are. They're a weapon against terrorists and criminals. Wasn't that the point, fellas? They're not supposed to be a weapon against political parties. That's the whole idea. Joe's like, it's not complicated. It's the way it's kind of been designed to work. So Jack Smith, the special tyrant, a.k.a. special counsel, investigating Donald Trump, i.e. persecuting Donald Trump, is trying to get right now a gag order on Donald Trump so Donald Trump is not allowed to speak. You may say, well, doesn't Donald Trump have First Amendment rights? Come on, folks, let's not be silly. Donald Trump is a Republican and he's Donald Trump. Of course he has no constitutional rights. I mean, we live in a police state. I mean, right, Joe? Who really believes that? Donald Trump has no constitutional rights. I mean, come on. No, but we're a constitutional republic. That's fine. That's a good one. That's a good. You must not watch this show. You must not watch. We are not a constitutional republic. We were. We are now a police state. Now we can fix it, but we are not a constitutional republic. So let's just stop the nonsense. So Jack Smith wants a gag order on Trump. Shipwreck has a great analysis of this. I want to read this because this is worth your time. He says, memo to Jack Smith. I'll just throw in there my word, special tyrant. You started this public debate by writing a speaking indictment with commentary about what Trump supposedly did. The contents of an indictment are only allegations. They're neither factual nor truthful merely by the virtue of their existence. A defendant has an all caps absolute right to publicly deny the allegations of an indictment and to point out where lies have been told about him. I thought he did too. I thought we had a First Amendment thing. I thought that too. He notes also a defendant has an absolute right to denigrate the work of the prosecutors and agents. What are they, on a pedestal? They F you over and you're not allowed to say anything? He notes attacking the competency of an investigation is a wholly legitimate basis to mount a defense. Yes, sir, it is. Remember the OJ trial? Remember that? If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's what they did. Regardless of your feelings about the guilt or innocence of O.J. Simpson, that people celebrated that, some people on the left who hated the cops. O.J. was innocent. The glove doesn't. But now all of a sudden it's Donald Trump attacking the credibility of the investigators. Legitimately, by the way, Presidential Records Act violation, searches, not even letting their lawyers be there. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I love how the left like changes their idea of what's fair based on the fact. He goes on. It's just a couple more sentences. You, Jack Smith, do not get to define the boundaries of public debate. If you're offended, step aside and let someone with thicker skin take your place. Yes, sir, wussbag, Jack Smith. Bye now. If you feel threatened, which, by the way, happens to me every day, well, sometimes it goes with the job. It goes with mine. He notes he had a family, Target's family member have a bowling ball thrown through their window. He says, don't live in fear of mean tweets. Hey, Jackie, I'm really sorry that's happening, and I don't condone any of that. For as much as I dislike you, I would never, ever condone any kind of even violent rhetoric, no less violence against you or anyone else on your team. That's not a country, that's a war, and that's certainly nothing I would want or recommend. Once you cross that red line, there's no going back. However, Jack, your work sucks. Your work is an embarrassment. You've denigrated the Department of Justice. You've denigrated the FBI. You've denigrated the credibility of the justice system in the United States. You've destroyed any credibility we had left in the Justice Department. And if you can't handle the heat, then get the hell out and go practice private law somewhere. I'm sure there's a bunch of criminal defendants somewhere you can defend. Be a public defender somewhere. There's honor and all that stuff. Go ahead and rescue your reputation. You've been a humiliating mess. Your reputation is garbage. You've lost every major case you've ever prosecuted because you're a glory hound. I don't know what happened. Were you just made fun of in high school? I feel bad. Is this the way you get back at America? I don't know. But the fact that you don't have the balls to separate yourself from your political feelings about Donald Trump and the Republican Party and have done trying to silence a political candidate during a campaign speaks volumes about what a genuinely awful, really not credible human being you really are. Folks, unfortunately, it's not this justice or the FBI. Again, you still think we live in a constitutional republic? I can't help you. We can save it, but that is gone. That's gone. This popped yesterday as I was on the air with the radio show. I couldn't put this article down. It's an article about how the CIA not only politicized intelligence on COVID, but on China too. I don't even have time to get into the COVID stuff, and I didn't get into it specifically because you already know that. This is by the way, John Ratcliffe, who was our basically one of the lead intelligence officials in the Trump administration. So this article is not written by some ham and egg or tomato can. It's written by a guy who knows. Yeah, he was the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. He's like, it's kind of a BFD, big deal. He notes in the beginning of the article that not only did he have evidence that they weaponized the CIA to hide the origins of COVID in the China lab, but this is, have you heard this before? Again, tell me again, we live in a constitutional republic, that the CIA was weaponized against Trump. Apparently, folks, they found a plan in 2020 by China to hurt Trump's prospects for re-election. Interesting. I have not heard this story in this detail. I've heard it alluded to. That August, they noted that a firm, Graphica, reported on social media activity from what's called Spamouflage Dragon. They described it as a pro-China political spam network. It was posting English language videos that attacked Trump and his policies. They note, although Graphica didn't have evidence these operations were led by the Chinese government, the U.S. intelligence community did. So there was a foreign interference plot to hurt Trump? That's so fascinating that they kept this from us. Why? Why? He notes that there was a majority of people that downplayed this in the CIA. Why? Well, they were told by the CIA they didn't believe there was evidence the Chinese government was behind these activities. But Ratcliffe notes correctly so. Nobody does anything in China without the consent of the Chinese Communist Party. An investigation by the intelligence community's analytic ombudsman got to the heart of the matter. This is some serious bullshit. This is bad. China analysts were hesitant to assess Chinese actions as undue influence or interference because they tended to disagree with the Trump administration's policies, saying, in effect, I don't want our intelligence used to support those policies. Folks, everyone's got to get fired. Everyone. Listen to me. Everyone's got to. So now we could be starting effectively a war with China or suppressing election interference by China because we don't like the president at the time, Donald Trump. And we don't want to give him a narrative like, look, China, here's what happened. These CIA analysts, instead of telling the truth, China's attacking Trump because they don't want him. They felt that if that narrative got in the paper, Trump would look tough on China, which would garner the votes of union folks and working class Americans who feel like China's taking advantage of us. You guys get all that? Does that make sense to you? I want you to, that's exactly what Ratcliffe is saying, that the CIA knew full well China was interfering in the election, that a majority of people on the case dismissed it because they felt it would give Trump a narrative that he was tough on China and they didn't want him back in office. That sounds like some hardcore bullshit. Brother, you believe that? We get 6 years we've been told election interference by foreigners like Russia is worth so much we need a special counsel and we got to disrupt the entire country. Yet there's hardcore evidence China did it and the CIA, these analysts, these sellouts, didn't want it out there because they thought it would benefit Trump?
Call bullshit.
There
you go.
But again, tell me again. Tell me so I can laugh. Yeah, we live in a constitutional republic. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, you keep that going. It's working out great. Look at that. I always show you. I get goosebumps talking about this police state stuff. It's why I did the movie with Dinesh. Because I can't even imagine. Folks, listen, please. I don't do this virtue signaling bullshit. I don't even care. It's not worth my time. I'm just telling you, can I just for a second, Geese, like, yeah, you don't like when I get off top, but it's important. You know, when I took that oath, it was like the proudest day of my life, the Secret Service oath. It's not the Secret Service, it's not an oath of loyalty to the Secret Service, it's to the United States government. But when I raised my right hand and took my commission book, folks, that mattered to me. That oath meant something. It wasn't some, you know, empty words. When I said it, I cherished every word. I can't imagine going into that job and saying what these effectively these CIA employees and these FBI employees are being accused of. I can't imagine going into that job and letting my politics influence what I did. Folks, I got to tell you, by the time Barack Obama got elected, I was as adamantly anti-Democrat as any human being on planet Earth. I'll tell you right now. I worked as hard to keep Barack Obama alive and safe as I did George W. Bush and Bill Clinton before that. When Barack Obama went back to Indonesia as he was raised as a kid, I did that advance. That's a fact. FOIA the Secret Service, if you doubt it. That was my trip. I was the lead advance. He got out of there safely under a multitude, myriad of terror threats because of my work and the work of an awesome team. I never once thought of doing a shit job because Obama was a Democrat. That's why I'm so disgusted by these garbage people in the federal government who don't have the balls to do the right thing and have to do the easy thing. You're gutless. Every one of you should be fired. Your pension should be pulled, and you should never be back allowed in the government again. I'm disgusted by everything you do. No, I know. Okay, thank you. See, this is it. He knows what to do. All right, I'm going to wrap up the show on this today because the Bongino rule was in, I'm not even going to say full effect. Is there a level above like hardcore full effect on this one? This F-35 story. For those of you who missed it, I don't know, you were at a soccer game, you were busy working. I understand people have actual lives and jobs. You know, that's good. You guys make the country run. I read the news all that. And mind you, this isn't real, just like a fake job, okay? You guys have real jobs. An F-35, our most advanced next generation fighter. The F-35. This plane is unbelievable. An F-35, the original story was that a Marine pilot ejected from the F-35 while it was still on autopilot, and the plane just magically disappeared. And yet now, again, I don't believe anything about this yet, so I applied the Bongino rule. I'm only putting what they're saying out there. I'm not telling you, I vouch for it. They're saying they found the wreckage from the plane. It's an $80 million stealth jet somewhere near, I believe, South Carolina. That it crashed after, ran out of gas or whatever. I have no idea. I'm not sure what I believe or don't believe about this thing at all. However, folks, after a couple of days here and the silence around this thing and this ABC story, as Marines continue to search, this is before they found it, for the F-35 after, quote, mishap, officials order a two-day stand down for all jets. So I find this a little strange. He's like, wait a little. Folks, again, I'm just asking questions here I think we should all ask after applying a 24-hour hold on this story. Why the stand down? Don't you think it's a little weird that there are now reports about Chinese naval vessels and aircraft around Taiwan at the exact same time an F-35 disappears? Like, was this some kind of message from China? Was this plane hacked? Why would a pilot eject out of a, what we know at least, functioning aircraft that wound up flying after he ejected, apparently for quite a long time? Lay of access inside our systems, something I've been warning about forever. So if they were to, say, invade Taiwan, they're sending a message like, we control your planes more than you do. Folks, they are being very cryptic about this. And I think we need an absolute full explanation of this as soon as possible. I get it. You're not going to give up any top secret technology. I understand. I'm a realist on this. However, you better damn well explain to us what the hell happened with this jet. Because I don't think it's a coincidence that China's sending a message to us just about every day now about their intent to give us the double barrel middle finger and invade Taiwan while we happen to just lose an F-35 with a mishap. I said that yesterday. How can we? I mean, you lost the jet. I said yesterday on the air, like, weren't other planes in the sky? Like, hey, do you not know where this is? Like, what if it hits us? Like, is anybody asking even basic questions? How do you lose a jet? Someone said that yesterday. Like, can you put an air tag in it or something? Like, there's no transponder? Oh, there is a transponder and all that other stuff. Was it turned off? Was it hacked? Kind of a big deal if our advanced fighters are not in our control, right? I mean, just imagine for a second my final take on this. I just want to show you. This is, by the way, the next video is going to be a little disturbing. So I just want to warn you in advance, especially if you have kids around. Imagine China invades Taiwan. We send a squadron of F-35s or whatever over there. They take off. And then upon taking off, all the pilots are ejected. Well, we can't ask these kind of questions. Biden's in charge. That's a good one. All right, I'm going to end today's show. I'm getting a little long today. It's they got a lot to get to. But folks, this is one of the most disturbing videos I've seen in a long time. And it's from the not bad enough file. When the hell is it going to get bad enough that people start to vote differently? Are we there yet? The answer is, I don't know. This is a troubling video. This is Westport, Connecticut. Just happened recently. A guy, it looks like a Corvette. It's not. It's an Aston Martin. A guy's driving home in his Aston Martin. Pulls in his garage. Folks, situational awareness, man. I'm not knocking this guy. It's not the victim's fault at all. I feel really bad for this guy. I don't care about his politics or whatever. That doesn't matter to me. He's a human being. Guy's pulling in his garage with a very expensive car, an Aston Martin. Two thugs pull up behind him, man. And this is tough to watch. Let me just warn you in advance, but this happened. That's hard to watch, folks. And you hear the panic in that guy's voice. Police, police. And I've heard that 1,000 times. When you're a cop in the street and you're walking around a corner, you hear someone scream police and you look and you hear that panic and it just, man, how bad is it going to get? I hope it doesn't get a lot worse, man. I don't wish ill on anyone, but my fear is that it's going to. Hey, thanks again for tuning in. I didn't mean to end on a sour note, but we can't fix problems we don't know about. And there's no sense ignoring them. That's not going to do us any good, too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Join me today, book signing for The Gift of Failure, my latest book. Thank you for making it a huge bestseller. The reviews have been amazing. Really appreciate it. Today, Tuesday, September 19th, 5 p.m. I also have one Saturday, the 23rd, 5 p.m. in Naples. It's on my Twitter and True Social account, the details. But today, 5 p.m., Jensen Beach, Treasure Coast, Commons, Barnes & Noble. I will see you there. I have a packed house. It's always a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning in. On to the WFTL Roadshow. See you on the radio show later. Mark Levin will be a guest. Take care.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.